Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 14th edition. We have a 15-game slate on tap. Hope everybody had a good Thursday. It was as ugly and weird as a slate as we thought it would be. That was expected. You had a Thursday night football game that got weird as hell. So, Thursday being Thursday, as we go to Fridays, hope everybody had a good Thursday, though. We have 15-game slate on tap yet again. Couple slight rain chances. White Sox, Orioles, and Detroit and Cleveland. Keep an eye on that. There's a couple situations with wind blowing in as well, but a lot of changing weather with the storms out east. Hope everybody's staying safe out there in the North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia area, southern U.S., basically. Go seek shelter. Don't be crazy. Be smart about that. Let's get into this 15-game slate. Let's talk totals. White Sox, Orioles, total 9.5. Marlins, Phillies, 8. Blue Jays, Yankees, 8.5. Tigers, Indians, 9. Mets, Red Sox, 9. A's, Rays, waiting on the total there as it is an opener situation for the Rays. National, Braves, 7.5. Reds, Cubs, waiting on that one because it's Wrigley Field. D-backs, Astros, 8. Pirates, Brewers, 8.5. Dodgers, Cardinals, 8. Twins, Royals, 8.5. Mariners, Angels, waiting on that one because we're waiting on a Mariners pitcher. Rangers, Padres, 8.5. Rockies, Gigantes, 7.5. It's a lot of 8.5s and below for a slate with not that great of pitching. It's a weird set of totals, to say the least. Let's get into said pitching tonight as you have three guys over 10K. And you got a lot in that 9K range. We're going to go 9K and above right now. You got Mad Max at 13.7 at the Atlanta Braves. If you want to go there, knock yourself out. I just can't pay 13.7 on slates like this. But if you need to, Scherzer is great, as we know. But Masahiro Tanaka at 11.6 is where I'll be starting my damage tonight. He's at home against the Toronto Blue Jays, a Blue Jays team he's faced once this year. Six innings, one earned, eight strikeouts for 29.7 DraftKings points. Coming off a 40.2-point performance at Seattle, 25 against Detroit. Then he had like a 14-6, a 16-5, 16-1, a hiccup against Texas. But then 22-3, 29-9, 44-9. Tanaka's been very, very good. At 11-6, he doesn't always get you the price point you're looking for, points back on that price. But he is very, very good against a Toronto team that strikes out almost 23% of the time. First right-handed pitching, Tanaka's a minus 280 home favorite, which is very, very nice. We know he strikes out 25%. He's got a 14% swinging strike rate, almost a 48% ground ball rate. Just gives up almost 38% hard contact. So he will give up his home run from time to time. It's all about limiting the damage with Masahiro Tanaka. Blue Jays have the lowest team total on the slate at 2.8. Lefty's 309, righty's 314. So I think Tanaka at 11.6, he's the high-priced target for me tonight in your GPPs. Going down to Walker Buehler at 10-1 at the St. Louis Cardinals. Buehler has been really, really, really good the last time around here, the last month or so. He faced St. Louis on a Sunday night game, I believe, a few weeks back. Seven shutout innings, three hits, two walks, nine Ks for 30.8 DraftKings points. He's been much better at home than on the road this year, so take that with a grain of salt if you'd like. His last few road starts at Coors, 15-3, at Texas, 9.4. Those are both very tough environments. So then at Seattle, 28.85. He pitched good in Coors again, though, with 23.6. And then at Philly, 6.9. So it's a St. Louis team he dominated pretty darn good his last time out. It's a St. Louis team that strikes out over 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Buehler, almost a 28% K rate, 10% swinging strike rate, 50% ground ball rate. So a lot to like there with Walker Buehler. St. Louis has a 3.85 team total. Lefties, 282. Righties, 277. So Buehler, at that 10-1 price range, can be in play for you tonight. I don't know if a lot of people are going to want to pay up for that on the road against St. Louis. So good, could be a nice lower-owned GPP-type play. Jack Flaherty, $9,700 at the St. Louis Cardinals, going opposite Walker Buehler. They faced off on that Sunday night. He had six innings, one earned 10 Ks for 29.7 points. He has a 2.88 home ERA compared to 2.96 on the road. Kid's been really, really good. He's going to go super low on because no one wants to face the Dodgers right now. We saw it with Gomber yesterday. I told you, like, the regression bug was coming, and boom, it came. So you got Jack Flaherty tonight. Dodgers team strikes out 22.5% of the time. Flaherty's almost got a 30% K rate with the swinging strike rate over 13%. Pretty banana lands when it comes to a young pitcher like that. The Dodgers have a 4.15 team total. Lefties, 286. Righties, 274. So a lot to like with Jack Flaherty. But GPP only, because that Dodgers lineup is no joke. When it's cracking, it's cracking. At the same time, it has its down days. So could be a nice GPP play there with Flaherty. Couple more guys above 9K I'm looking at here is Cole Hamels, $9,200. This is probably my top arm on the slate. He has been really, really good since coming over from the Rangers, especially at home. In his three home starts, just gone 21 innings, given up only two earned runs and struck out 24. He has a .86 ERA at home in Wrigley, averaging almost 29 DraftKings points. He's faced Cincy once this year, won a complete game, 9 innings, 1 earned, 7 Ks for 32.8 DraftKings points. That was 4 starts ago on August 23rd. His last few home starts against the Mets, 23-1. Cincinnati, that one we just talked about, 32-8. Washington, 30.6. He's been outstanding in his three Wrigley Field starts. Now he gets a Cincinnati team that you can pick on with a guy like Cole Hamels. They strike out 21.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. A -220 home favorite for Cole Hamels. A lot to like here. 12% swinging strike rate, 45% ground ball rate. All these guys give up a lot of hard contact, though. So the ball could be flying at certain times in these games. Just buyer beware. It's a Cincinnati team. We're waiting on the team total because of the weather. It'll be one of the lower ones on the slate. Lefties, 322. Righties, 351 versus Hamels. That was a lot of Texas nonsense. He's been electric with the Cubs. So Hamels at 92, I absolutely love on this slate. He's an ace caliber arm at quite the discount tonight. The last guy I'll mention here above 9K is Jose Berrios. He's at the Kansas City Royals. Berrios has been very, very tilting this year, very, very up and down. In his three starts versus Kansas City, though, 20 innings, 4 earned, 19 Ks, averaging 23.5. So he's pitched very, very well against the Royals. His last time out, 6 innings, 1 earned, 5 Ks for 18 points against the Royals. He's had some hiccups, though, at Texas, against Oakland, at the White Sox, against the Pirates, Cleveland. He had a 5 stretch run there, not good. But then Kansas City, again, 23 points. Then he struggled against Boston, got it done against Toronto. He's just been very, very hit and miss. So he's GPP only, 9K against a Royals team that we love. But you can definitely pick on them with a guy at Berrios' caliber. They strike out 20.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Berrios, 24.5% K rate, 11% swinging strike, 41% ground ball. Another guy that gives him a lot of hard contact. That's a lot of hard contact on tonight's slate. Can't keep saying it enough. But it's a Royals team with a team total about 4.15. Lefties, 323. Righties, 295 versus Berrios. So keep an eye on that. 9K could be an interesting GPP play that could, we'll see, go overlooked today. Maybe not just the Royals, but people want to target it, but we'll see. So at 9K and above, I got Cole Hamels 1, Walker Buehler 2, Tanaka 3, Flaherty 4, Berrios 5. Berrios probably your biggest GPP hit-and-miss type play. Now we got a couple guys in the 7Ks we can talk about here. There's only one guy in the 8s. We're not going to go to Matt Boyd in Cleveland. But you got Matt Shoemaker at $7,600 at home against the Seattle Mariners, a floundering Seattle Mariners team. Shoemaker, he's made 2 starts since his early season injury, 12.5, 15.5, both on the road. This will be his first home appearance of the season against the Seattle Mariners team. That strikes out about 20% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Lefties on the small sample, 424, righties, 340 versus Shoemaker. So it's very, very dicey. When it's $7,600, could give you that like 14, 15-point floor with some upside with the maker of shoes. The other guy I'll mention is Edwin Jackson, $7,100 against our beloved Tampa Bay Rays. We love the Rays. Jackson has a 3.18 road ERA, averaging 13.4 points per game on the road. Last road start at Houston, 10.9. At the Angels, 28.9. At Texas, 2.4. That's Texas, though. So it's an up and down thing. We know how streaky the Rays have been of late. They've been playing great, great baseball. So if you don't want to go to Ejax, I totally get it. They strike out over 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He's a big fly ball guy with only a 36% ground ball rate. Not a heavy strikeout rate either. And lefty's 356, righty's 348. But only a 146 ISO against right-handed pitching for the Tampa Bay Rays. So they don't do a ton of big boy damage. They have to piece it together, which they've been doing quite well of late. But Jackson at 71 could be interesting. So I got Jackson 1, Shoemaker 2 in the 7K range. Now we drop a low 7K into the 6s, and I got four arms to target for you. And these are the guys you're going to want to probably match up with the guys up top and make your magic happen. You got Zach Eflin, $6,900 at home against the Miami Marlins. A Marlins team that he's averaging 21.7 a game against in his last two starts against them. But he's coming off some hiccups. Minus 0.1 at the Mets. 8.5 against Chicago. 10 against Washington. Minus 3.7 against Washington. But then he was grooving. 15, 22, 26. It's just a hit and miss deal. Last time he faced the Marlins, 8 innings, 4 hits, 3 earned, 10 Ks, or 6 Ks for 25.6 DraftKings points. He's got the good goods. It is the Marlins. That's always something you look at. They strike out almost 23% of the time. First right-handed pitching. He's actually got one of the lower hard contact rates on the slate, which is pretty crazy. And the Marlins have a 3.5 team total, currently fourth lowest on the slate, subject to change, as we have some games we're waiting on totals for. Lefty's 339, righty's 279 versus Eflin. And the Marlins, a 292 OBA and a 122 ISO versus right-handed pitching is very, very bad. So Eflin at 69 is in play for you. Gio Gonzalez, $6,700 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. He was electric his last time out. I want to temper expectations, though. That was against the Giants. Keep that in mind. It was his first start with the Brewers. Maybe that little break helped him out. We'll see. He's faced Pittsburgh once this year. 6 innings, 2 earned, 4 Ks for 13.3 points. He has 15-plus point upside. He's also got some blow-up upside at 6,700. Just wanted to bring him up because we know the upside of Gio, that the price tag could leave a lot to be liked there. Pirates have a 3.9 team total. Lefties 315, righties 342. They're average at best in a WOBA and ISO against left-handed pitching. So Gio, at least at that price point, needs to be recognized. Jorge Lopez of the Kansas City Royals, $6,600. Coming off 8 innings, 1 earned, 4 Ks for 26.8 against the Minnesota Twins. Against Baltimore, 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned for 30.8. He gets those Twins again tonight. This is an interesting one to see how many people flock back to this amazing start. Back-to-back great starts. A Minnesota team that strikes out almost 22% of the time versus left-handed or right-handed pitching. Jorge Lopez only has an 18% K rate and 11% walk rate, but a 44% ground ball rate, but a bad 44% hard contact rate. So he's been getting it done of late. A little sketchy, one might say. Minnesota, a 4.4 team total. Lefties 367, righties 330. If you think for $6,600 he can get you back on the train, all by all means, fire back at that price point. And the last guy I'll mention here is Tyler Anderson of the Colorado Rockies at the San Francisco Giants, $6,400. In his three starts against the Giants, he's given up 8 earned and 18 and 2/3, 20 strikeouts for 19.7 points. He's been a roller coaster ride of late, minus 0.2 against the Dodgers, 16-4 against the Giants, minus 13.3 against St. Louis, 16-3 against the Padres. At Houston, minus 6.3, Dodgers 20.5. Very, very up and down with Tyler Anderson after that run where he was outstanding. But he's facing a Giants team who has lost 11 straight. They've been one of the worst hitting teams in all of baseball in the last month. It's just been one disaster after another. They strike out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Tyler Anderson at $6,400 could blow up, sure. But lefties hit 304, righties 305, Giants at 289 WOBA, 129 ISO. Dreadful, dreadful stuff. They are in a phenomenal spot to get smoked by Tyler Anderson. So Anderson at 64, I think, is a great play at this price point. Let's recap. Down below, your pitching options are Lopez 1, Anderson 2, Gio 3, Eflin 4. Recapping real quick. Up top, 9K and above, Cole Hamels, Walker Buehler, Masahiro Tanaka, Jack Flaherty, Jose Barrios in the 7K range. Ejax and Shoemaker, again, 6K in the 6K range. Lopez, Anderson, Gio, and Eflin. Let's get to the bats on this 15-game slate. We'll kick it off with the catcher's position. And we got our high price guys we'll probably avoid tonight. But Wilson Ramos versus Wei Yan Chen's interesting at 43. We've been all over Chen with his home starts because there's been a lot of the home road splits are dramatic. But on the road in Philly, Ramos at 43 could be a nice play there versus Chen if you're paying up in the catcher's position. If you are not, though, you drop down below 4K as always. You look at guys like Ronnie Chirinos versus Erlen of San Diego, who's been getting destroyed at $3,900. That is a very solid price point for you there. Yan Gomes versus Matt Boyd at 37, another guy you can target for sure. Going down more, if Vic Caratini for the Cubs gets the start, he's first base catcher eligible at 35 versus Harvey. Could be a nice GPP look. Omar Navarez at 35 versus Ortiz of Baltimore is another nice one at that price point to jump at. Williams Astudillo of Minnesota, third base catcher eligible at 34, is another cheaper option to peek at. Getting to the bottom of the 3K range, Jorge Alfaro, 31. If he gets to start for Philly tonight, take a look at him versus Chen. You got Johnny Lucroy at 29 versus Castillo and the bullpen game of Tampa Bay. That could be a punt option for you. You got the Baltimore options of Wins and Joseph versus Big Game James at 29. You got Mike Zunino's only 2,900 versus the maker of shoes. So definitely some options down here. James McCann at 2,800 bucks for Detroit versus Tomlin. Tomlin, big-time fly ball guy. So you could pick on that for sure. So definitely some options down here. See what the lineups bring out for the rest. But a lot of guys actually in that below 3K, if you want to punt, that has some decent matchups for you there. I like that McCann play and some others in that range. First base, you got Goldie versus Keuchel. It's very interesting. Probably not running there. Like Anthony Rizzo, though, versus Matt Harvey at 5K is outstanding. Like that one quite a bit. You got Matt Carpenter versus Buehler in a GPP. I could see that as an option. But sliding on down, Tyler White's been on fire for the Houston Astros. $4,400 versus Robbie Ray is very, very intriguing because Ray, people still respect Ray quite a bit. But you got a Houston team with a team total of 4.6, lefties 258, righties 334 off of Ray. So a guy like Tyler White in the middle of that order at 44 could be sneaky nice. Or you go to Matt Olson at 43 against the situation in Tampa. That's also a very good look for you as well. You can slide on down even farther, though. You could get contrarian with Freddie Freeman versus Scherzer at 42. Freeman has had a lot of success for Scherzer, so keep that in mind. Jay Bruce is up to $4,200, first base outfield eligible versus Velasquez. I think that's a sneaky nice play, as Velasquez is not that good for Boston. Jay Bruce averaging 9 points his last 10, 0, 22, 0, 2, 16, 14, 19, 11. So it could be in for a nice game there versus Velasquez. Keep an eye on Jay Bruce at 4,200. G-Man Choi at 4,200 versus Ejax. We talked about the hard contact that Ejax gives up. A lot to like here with Choi. 19, 3, 27, 28, 2, 9, 14, and 7 as he is getting it done there at the dish for the Tampa Bay Rays. Going down farther, switch hitting Carlos Santana against Chen at 42. Definitely worth a look in that matchup. So we get to the bottom of the 4K range. You got guys switch hitting like Josh Bell. You could go to. I'm not running to. It's too inconsistent on a slate like this, but Ryan O'Hearn against Berrios at 4K in the GPP. You could go back there as O'Hearn is having a really, really good run up here in the bigs. So take a look at that. Below 4K now as we poke around some more, there's going to be a ton of options on a 15-game slate, guys. A ton of options. If you want to think Tanaka's going to give up some home runs, Justin Smoke's 3,700. That's an angle you can use. Jake Bowers maybe heating back up at 36 for Ejax. Victor Martinez is actually in play versus Josh Tomlin at $3,600. Tomlin's not, like, it's the Tigers, so Tomlin could have a big start. It just happens. But he gives up a lot of fly balls. Lefty's 451, righty's 386 versus Tomlin in the season. So a V-Mart at 36 could be some value for you. With Trey Mancini at 36 versus Big Game James, I could see that as an option as well. So there's definitely some value here in this 3K range, mid-3Ks especially, for your first base position. Kendrys Morales all the way down to 3,400 as he had that hot stretch. Now he's ice cold. Second base position, you got the likes of Jose Ramirez at 53 versus Matt Boyd switch hitting. We like that quite a bit. But Javi Baez, 5K versus Matt Harvey is damn nice. Really nice. Jeff McNeil's up to $4,600. I don't know if I can pay that much for Jeff McNeil. He's averaging 8.6 his last 10, 0, 7, 20 his last 3. I like McNeil. I like him when he's a value. I can't pay 46. I don't care if he has a big game or not. Like Johnny Villar at 45, I'd rather have versus Big Game James. Jose Altuve has a chance versus Robbie Ray at 44, but give me some Johnny VR there. You know, Jed Lowry in the bullpen game at 43 could be very, very interesting. Guys to look at like that. If Nico Goodrum cracks the, he's day-to-day, If he gets back for Detroit at 42 versus Tomlin, that's some upside. Hit in the middle of the order with some pop. Somebody can look at for you there. Farther down you go, Ozzie Albies in a GPP, but Daniel Murphy, $3,900 versus Matt Harvey. Another guy to take a peek at there. That's a good value for you there. He's been slumping a little bit, but a good matchup there versus Harvey. Joey Wendell, only $3,900 versus Ajax as well. Sliding on down some more, though, in this 3K range. You know, you got guys like Brandon Lowe versus Jackson at $3,800 for Tampa Bay, second base outfield eligible. Could be someone to keep an eye on as well as you're coming down here. Josh Harrison, it's Gio Gonzalez at 37's got some upside for you, depending on where he's at in the order. If you're fading Gio, which I don't mind at all. And you get down to the lower 3K range, maybe a Colton Wong GPP at 3,300 versus Walker Buehler. I could see that as a GPP type play. Neil Walker versus Estrada at 32 is not bad. First base, third base eligible. Estrada can get hit around very, very well. So a Neil Walker at 32 could be a nice contrarian value play for you at second base. Third base, you got, and don't forget, always forget, Logan Forsythe is stupid cheap. Let me get you his price. He was $2,900 yesterday. I know he's not being like super productive all the time, but at that price point, it's just too cheap. Where did you go, Logan? He's all the way down to $2,800 versus Lopez of Kansas City. He's hitting like third or fourth in the lineup. I know he's struggling right now, but $2,800 for a guy in the middle of an order against an average pitcher is phenomenal value. You don't find much better value than stuff like that. Third base, you got Bregman at 54. Absolutely love him. He's third base shortstop. Again, Jose Ramirez in a great spot versus Boyd. Sliding on down to like guys like Anthony Rendon at 47 versus Kevin Gausman. I like that quite a bit. Matt Chapman in the bullpen game at 46 is in play. If you're not using Hamels and you want to roll the dice, Eugenio Suarez, we know he crushes lefties. He's $4,400 versus Cole Hamels, so you can definitely go and give that a look. But sliding on down, I really like some Adrian Beltre at $4,300 versus Zach Erlin. He's not that good. He's really not that good. Texas, team total of 4.05. Lefties, those numbers can't be right. It says lefties 299, righties 314, but some stuff's askew on this chart right now. So take a look at that in a little bit. But Adrian Beltre, $4,300, definitely in play for you in that matchup for Zach Erlin, as you can definitely get to him, as people have gotten to him quite regularly. He's given him like 400 or more in most of his starts of late. Lower 4K, if Josh Donaldson's in the lineup versus Matt Boyd at 42, could be very, very interesting. We know when Donaldson's right, he crushes lefties. He's been back for a couple games, and he's gone 0-4 and 0-1. So if you want to keep watching him play, I have no problem with that. Heimer Candelario, though, at $4,200 leading off versus Josh Tomlin, I do like quite a bit. You have a Detroit team with a team total of... I know I just gave it to you guys a second ago. Where did it go? The Detroit Tigers there. 3.9. Again, lefties 451, righties 386 versus Josh Tomlin. So Candelario could be in a nice spot. Travis Shaw and Mike Moustakas, 42 and 41 versus Chris Archer is interesting because Archer has ran into some trouble becoming a bucko. So that's also a very interesting one for you there. Sliding on down below 4K though, like Longoria versus Anderson at 39 could be in play as he does hit lefties okay, but it's Longo in San Francisco, so pick your poison. Third base, very top heavy. Let's just put it that way. You got David Fletcher, but he's against Paxton if you want to go there. Colin Moran versus Gio Gonzalez, probably not. Williams Astudillo versus Lopez, we talked about him. Tim Beckham versus Big Game James, third base shortstop at 34 in a GPP, I can dig that. Ari Adrianza at 33, Kyle Seager at 33. So you got a couple value guys down here. They're not producing worth the rear end these days, but a couple value guys down here if you need to look that way. Shortstop position, you got Frenchie Lindor at 55, Bregman at 54, both really, really good plays in their matchups. Didi Gregorius versus the flyballer, Estrada at 52, don't hate that either. Trevor Story's been white hot, he's 5,100 against the Giants, sure it's in San Francisco, but the way he's playing, my goodness. If you want to roll with them, go for it at 51. I try to get up to like Bregman or Lindor, or go to Javi Baez at 5K versus Matt Harvey. That's obviously a good one. Whenever you can pick on Matt Harvey, who has lefties 362, righties 323. Going on down a little further, you got the likes of, you know, Trey Turner's in a good spot at $4,900. You got Tim Anderson versus Ortiz at 45 is interesting. But if you, again, if you're fading Hamels, Jose Peraza at 43 is a really solid play. in that matchup. Is Drupal Cabrera switch hit versus Wei and Chen? I like that quite a bit at 4,200. As you slide on down below the 4K range now, you got like Elvis Andrus versus the lefty Erlin at 4K. I like that a lot at that price point. Jose Polanco is only 39 versus Lopez, another nice value in this middle range here. Willy Adames at 36 versus Ejax. So a couple nice plays here. Tim Beckham, 34. Adrianza, again, 33. So definitely some stuff down here in the 3K, high 3Ks and low 3Ks to take a peek at. Heading to the outfield now, you got Shohei Ohtani against Paxton, Mike Trout versus Paxton. But Chris Yelich at 5,700 versus Archer, I like quite a bit. I think that's really solid. Bryce Harper, I've been mentioning it the last few days, is on fire. He is heating up, ready to end September with a bang. He's 55 versus Gosman in that ballpark. Could be nice. Pay attention to the weather there. Maybe it's affected by the hurricane. We're not sure. Didn't show anything yet, but we shall see. You go down farther, like a Curtis Granderson, if he's leading off from Milwaukee at 52, he's on fire for the Brew Crew. Another nice play there versus Archer. When you're looking at the Brew Crew, they have a 4.16 total. Lefties 345, righties 322 off Chris Archer. Man, what used to be. Juan Soto's at the 5,100 versus Gosman. I like that quite a bit as well. Sliding on down, though, you got like Rhys Hoskins versus Wei-Yin Chen at $4,900. Lock and load. Rhys has struggled. I get it. But the Phillies have a 4.55 team total. Great spot here versus Wei-Yin Chen. $4,900 for Hoskins is pretty damn nice. He's averaging 9 points his last 10. 2-4 his last 2, but then prior to that, 17, 19, 21, 14. So heating back up. Let's get it versus Chen at $4,900. Like that quite a bit. Nick Castellanos at 48 versus Tolan can be sneaky nice as well. Going down farther, you know, you got the Eddie Rosario's. It's always a GPP type play. Tommy Pham at 46 is outstanding, as he's been a double-digit machine. He only got 7 his last game out, but prior to that, again, 10, 10, 19, 10, 16, 15, 11, 15, 9. He has 7 or more in 10 straight games, 9 or more in 9 of 10, double digits in 8 of 10. That is outstanding stuff, folks. If you're looking for a GPP home run, Daniel Palka at 46 could be the man for you. Don't hate that at all. Going on farther, Avisel Garcia at 45 versus Ortiz of Baltimore is definitely somebody you can pick on. The White Sox have a 4.17 total, lefties 300, righties 690. Obviously a small sample versus Luis Ortiz, but that doesn't bode well. The White Sox could be an interesting play tonight. Sliding on down some farther plays for here. Liriano leading off for the A's at 44 in a stack. I can get behind that. Steven Piscotty is on fire, went deep again yesterday. He's 4,300 versus Castillo and the bullpen there. Kevin Kiermaier is back at 4,300 versus Ejax. That's another option for you as well. Sliding on down some more. Yeah, guys, I remember Jay Bruce at 4,200. Nico Goodrum at 4,200, a couple we liked. If Berrios is off, Whit Merrifield's only $4,200. You could have a big game for you there. Mitch Haniger at 42 versus Shoemaker. If you want to fade Shoemaker, I don't mind that at that price point. Andrew McCutchen at only $4,200 versus Estrada, hitting at the top of that Yankees order. It's very nice, averaging about 8 points in his last 10. So McCutchen at 42 is a good look in that one. Sliding on down some more, you got the likes of, you know, Marcelo Zuna and a GPP only at 4K. Max Kepler at 4K versus Lopez, I like quite a bit in that matchup. Going below 4K now, you got the likes of Jordan Luplow. If he is hitting in the middle of that Pirates order at $3,900, switch hitting versus Gio Gonzalez, that's a value play for you there. He can be a sneaky one, super low owned at $3,900 versus Gio. Brandon Lowe again, $3,800 versus Ejax is a guy you can look at. Mikey Motzek at 38 could be a guy. Alex Gordon in the middle of that Royals lineup at 38 versus Berrios is another play for you tonight. I just don't know if I want to play the Royals the way I have the last few days against Berrios. I respect Berrios. I know he can be a mess, though, so it's one of those pick your poison. If you do a lot of entries, I'd have a little Royals stack in there. Going down to the mid-threes now, you got guys like Nicky Delmonico at 36 versus Ortiz, Trey Mancini at 36 versus Big Game James, Billy McKinney probably towards the top of the Toronto lineup at 36 versus Tanaka. A couple guys you could look at there. Greg Allen against Boyd at 35 is a cheaper play for you. Even farther, like a Robbie Grossman at 35, if he's in the middle of that Minnesota lineup versus Lopez, that's a value there at 3,500. He's been in the middle a lot lately, so keep an eye on that. Other than that, you know, Nick Williams versus Chance, lefty-lefty, so pick your poison there. Yeah, other than that, I say check your lineups. There's a lot of guys down here that might play, might not play. Brandon Guyer, if he gets to start versus Boyd, which he usually does because he faces lefties, he's only 3,200, could become a value for you as well. So that'll wrap up the bats on this slate. Recapping your pitching real quick. 9K and above, you have Cole Hamels, Buehler, Tanaka, Flaherty, Berrios. 7K range, Ejax, Shoemaker. Below 7, you have Lopez of the Royals, Anderson of the Rockies, Gio Gonzalez, and Zach Eflin as your pitching targets tonight. Possible stacks, you know, the Cubs versus Matt Harvey is very, very, very enticing. The Rays versus Edwin Jackson is interesting because they've been so pesky and so low-owned night after night, so I don't hate that at all. The Yankees versus Marco Estrada, he's a reverse splits guy. Lefty's 314, righty's 384, and gives up a lot of power. So the Yankees, like usual, are in play. Baltimore versus Big Game James, very, very exciting in that one. You got the White Sox versus Luis Ortiz, making his first career start. He's just been a bullpen guy, so that's very intriguing there. The Brew Crew can be GPP relevant versus Archer. The Phillies versus Wee and Chin's a nice one to target there. The Mets can be a sneaky lower-owned one against the Red Sox. So lots and lots to like on this slate. You know, the Rockies versus Stratton's a bad matchup there. The right-handed bats of the Pirates versus Gio. The Tigers versus Josh Tallman can be sneaky, sneaky nice. It's the Tigers. But they're kind of like the way we felt about the Royals lately is the way I feel about the Tigers tonight. So you get a lot of value with those Tigers bats if you need to pay up for pitching. You could go that direction and really, really make some stuff happen. Let's look at your BVP tonight. The Orioles versus James Shields. I told you I liked VR. He's 3-for-7 with a homer. Jace Peterson's got a homer. Adam Jones has a homer. Chris Davis, 3 homers against Big Game James. Giancarlo, 7-for-20 with 4 home runs off Marco Estrada. Gary Sanchez has 4 home runs. Miguel Andujar, 1. Neil Walker, 2. We talked about him as a cheapie. Aaron Hicks, 1. Didi Gregorius, 3. Andrew McCutchen, 2. Brett Gardner, 1. As a team, in 274 plate appearances, 259 at-bats, they have 18 home runs, 17 doubles, and a triple. They have 36 of their 58 hits are extra bases versus Marco Estrada. I told you he gives up a lot of fly balls, a lot of hard contact. Balls leave the yard. Wowzers. Mikel Franco, 7-for-18 with a double and 2 homers off Wee-Yin Chin. Batista and Asdrubal Cabrera have taken chin deep as well. Nothing. Francisco Lindor, 8-for-20, 2 doubles, 2 homers off Matt Boyd. Donaldson and Jose Ramirez are taking Boyd deep as well. Nicholas Castellanos, 11-for-34, 3 doubles, 2 homers off Tomlin. Candelario, 3-for-5 with 2 doubles. But Saltalamacchia and Jacoby Jones have taken him deep. And then Victor Martinez, 2 doubles and 3 homers off of Josh Tomlin as well. Charlie Culberson, Preston Tucker, Kurt Suzuki, Tyler Flowers, Ryu Ruiz have 1 homer versus Max Scherzer, Freddie Freeman, 2. So they're only hitting 238 as a team, but they have 27 extra base hits. Anthony Rendon, 4-for-12 with a double and a homer off Kevin Gausman. As you fly down some more, Daniel Murphy, 5-for-13 with a double and 2 homers off Matt Harvey. Rizzo, Happ, Schwarber have all taken Harvey deep. As a team, they're hitting 296 and 98 at-bats versus Matt Harvey. Orlando Arcia, Manny Pena, Lorenzo Cain, Tyler Saladino, Travis Shaw, Mike Moustakas have all homered off of Archer. Jonathan Scope, didn't mention him, but we might want to now at second base. 14-for-36, 2 doubles, and wait for it, 6 home runs versus Chris Archer. 6 of his 14 hits are home runs. He's hitting 389 in his career versus Archer. In 118 at-bats for the Brew Crew, they're hitting 305 versus Archer with a 440 WOBA, a 381 ISO. They like them some Chris Archer. The Brew Crew just moved up the ladder tonight, folks. That could be a really, really nice play if they wake up tonight. This could be a game stack. Josh Harrison, 7-for-15, 2 homers off Gio. Starling Marte, 6-for-20, a double and 2 homers. I know I mentioned Harrison earlier. So you get some of these right-handed bats in this lineup to be sneaky nice for you. Gattis has taken Robbie Ray deep twice, but nothing. Just 2-for-6, 2 homers. Acetus Escobar, 6-for-17, 3 doubles and a homer off Berrios. Alex Gordon, 5-for-18 with a double and a homer. Robinson Cano, 8-for-25, 4 doubles and 2 home runs for Shoemaker. Nelly Cruz, 2 homers. Kyle Seager, 7-for-28, 2 homers. Ryan Healy, 1 homer off of Shoemaker. Gorky Hernandez, 3-for-10, 2 homers off Tyler Anderson. Ian Desmond, 5-for-8 with a double and a triple versus Stratton. Nolan Arenado, 5-for-11, 2 homers off Stratton. Blackman, 6-for-12, 2 homers. So they've had some success versus Chris Stratton. So there you have it, folks. 15 games in the books. Hope everybody has a good weekend. Again, stay safe on the East Coast. The 2-point conversion to NFL DFS podcast dropping this morning. Go check that out. We break down all of Sunday and Monday's game. And then at the end, we give you a position by position kind of breakdown real quick for you. So go check that out. And then go to thequantedge.com. Use promo code BENCHED, BENCHED, when you check out for $10 off your first month. Great lineup optimizer, injury tools, and so much more at thequantedge.com. Promo code BENCHED, BENCHED, for $10 off your first month. And then go check out draft.com. Draft in your app store. Great way to play fantasy sports. Promo code SD Sports at checkout for $3, a free $3 entry. So go check all that out. Give us a rating and review on iTunes. Everybody have a great, great weekend. I'll be back with you on Monday. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 14th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.